All right. And we're back. This is weird.
Yeah, they actually let us back.
Yeah, I know. A whole new year.
New year, new music, same old degenerates running the show.
Noise Pollution number 10. I'm one of your hosts, Anna.
And I'm Cole.
And yeah, we're back. I don't know what else to say. I think my New Year's resolution is to make this show better, which
That's kind of hard to do.
It's not happening so far. We have nothing planned for this show. Nothing's prepared. We're just hanging out. Doesn't look like that's catching our recordings again.
Oh, nice.
So that's tight. What else? Nothing else really happened?
Nah, not too much.
Sick. I don't know who else is... I honestly don't know who's listening right now because I didn't tell anyone that we were starting today. You did, because I told you to post, but like...
I didn't post till like 6 o'clock because I kind of forgot about it.
Yeah. I mean, like, what's people really doing now, though? Like, nothing exciting is happening in Waterloo on a Wednesday. Like, if our show was on Tuesdays, everyone would be at Chainsaw right now, but...
Well, pub first and Chainsaw.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna go to pub for the, I'll probably turn off my phone sound there. I'm gonna go to pub for wine, which, like, I can do that in my own apartment.
But... they also have 250 Jager bombs on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Yeah, that's dangerous. It's, I don't want to go back to pub. I'm not friends with pub right now.
Yeah, I could imagine.
Yeah.
After the story from the last show.
If you were listening to that, you're a real one.
Yeah.
Also, I'm sad this is still playing. We're not listening to it, but you know.
It's a great song. Yeah.
So the playlist for this week is just you know. Nothing super new. It's just it's a new year. So we got we have a new year song first up.
Though. Yeah.
And then we just kind of get back into some good shit.
Yep.
We got a ton of bands we've probably played before. Actually, I know we probably did play City in Color.
We played City in Color in the chill week.
Right. So we have some chill songs this week. We actually have a cover for that. I think that's the first time ever we've had a cover. And also a like a...
You might have had a cover. I need to do some of those blinds.
Yeah, this is just...
Or close the window.
This is just an insane... I don't know, it makes it sound like we should tell, like, some horror stories or something. Like, you got the creaky blinds in the background.
We should have done that in the Halloween episode.
Also, why are we wearing hats? It's so hot in here.
Yeah, we're wearing hats with our headphones over our hats.
Yeah.
This makes sense.
This is turning out to be a terrible show. But yeah... So this show, I think we're going to talk about some New Year's resolutions.
Yeah, and how shitty people are at keeping them.
Yep. We're also going to do, what else should we do? Talk about just New Year's in general. New Year's is a weird culture. I honestly think New Year's is like, any celebration of New Year's is like an alternate universe. Mm-hmm. It's not real. Like, nothing counts.
Well, like, we created time. Well, the concept of time. So, like, New Year's is kind of pointless.
That's not what I'm talking about. Shut up. No, I mean, like... think about it. When you're at a New Year's party, no matter what time you get there, it feels like the weirdest party ever.
I went to bed at 12:30.
That's actually pretty sick. I'll actually show you videos of what I was doing at 12:30. That's pretty dope. We at Mansfield, because I work in, I have a chalet at a ski club in Allison.
You're sick, aren't you?
It's so sick. Yeah, I coach ski racing, which means I coach like, well, this time he had me coaching like 12-year-olds, which was tight. But, yeah, there's like a, two private roads with a bunch of chalets. There's one at the bottom, one at the top. Mine's at the bottom. But like my brother's best friend, his chalet's at the top. And that's where he had it. That's where the New Year's party was this year. Every year it's at a different person's chalet. So my dad drove me and Jack and like a couple other people all up to the top for New Year's. And it was in this guy's basement. And we got there at like, well, after dinner, it was like 9. And then to walk back, everyone's plastered obviously at 12:30, 1 in the morning.
We brought toboggans.
Yeah, and die. No, I don't know if you've ever seen a ski race, but everyone walks around with, like, a bunch of ponchos. Like, race ponchos that are, like, alpine or, like skis and bikes, the store-sponsored ponchos. And me and my friend Sedona had one. And to get down the hill, because it had just rained and it started freezing, so it was all slick as hell, we would run. We put the hood up on the poncho, run, hold the bottom of it, launch ourselves head first, and backwards down the hill and then just go, and we'd have to like judge based on the trees on either side of us like how far. It was sick. It was a dope time. That's nice. That's what my New Year's went. But I feel like we should get into some music.
Yeah,
and that's the head for today.
I have one thing left to say is Happy New Year, Losers by Holorado is the next song.
Enjoy.
Oh, wait, we should probably also say what's coming up next. Followed by Saturday Night. My C is All Right by the Dudes, which is a Hockey Night in Canada song. Yeah, but it's not Saturday.
Saturday Night one by the Dudes.
We should have done, like, a Saturday Night themed show and just played, like, R. Kelly's this song and, like, a bunch. Anyway, Happy New Year, Losers by Colorado. Saturday Night by the Dudes. Coming up right now. All right, almost just missed that one right there.
Yeah, we got sidetracked.
Yeah, we're roasting.
Wait, us getting sidetracked?
What? We're roasting Cole's friends for A, being lame, and B, being single on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, because, you know, no one bought an Arkell's ticket with me, so I'm kind of sad. Even though they said they would.
Yeah.
I'm just going to cry.
All of your friends are like, yeah, dude, I'll totally commit to Arkell's. And Cole's like, sick, let me buy a single GA ticket.
Because that's what we normally do when we go to those GA concerts. Yeah, it just makes sense. And then, you know, I'm going to cry in that bathtub that's filled with random equipment there.
See, I'm cheap as hell, so I just, like, went for the cheap, like, back, like, nosebleed tickets. But I think those are, like, honestly, other than GA, the most fun.
GA is a lot of fun,
but like we've mentioned before, I tend to get hit in the face a lot when I'm in GA.
Yeah, I'm like the awkward size for GA because like I can body people, but I still get elbowed in the head.
Honestly, I get hit more by people your size than I do by people who like have elbows at my face range. Just because like you have to make up for size, so you just body everyone. You're like, yeah, I can body people. No, you body. Like, I know for a fact you body everyone.
Yeah.
Anyway, so if any of Cole's friends are listening and you're not coming to our kills,
you should come.
And I've met you maybe
not,
once, then
you
like,
should not leave me alone.
What the hell is up?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway.
You know, so I just need another reason to cry myself asleep at night.
Oh my god, dude. So that was Happy New Year, Losers by Colorado, followed by Saturday Night, My C is Alright by the Dudes. Pretty dope.
Yeah.
I kind of cool just dudes. Found that one. I like the Dudes. I didn't know what to throw in there. I'm pretty sure that's a new-ish song.
It's the newest Dude song.
Yeah, so, well, December 12th.
Yeah.
And saw that when I was thrown in there. I, like, was going to do, because we did a Colorado. I think we ended, or no, we might have started the Christmas one with Colorado.
Yeah, we definitely did.
But it's just a sick band of some good holiday tunes.
Yeah, and that is on the 12 Tapes of Christmas, and I think I told that story.
Yeah, with the worst cover art ever. Seriously, it makes me want to cry.
Yeah, but, like, it's so bad, it's great.
They threw it into, like, not even Microsoft Paint, honestly. They, like, opened an app on their phone that you can, like, add text to pictures.
Yeah.
And then just threw it on there in red and green, and, like, that's it.
And it's, like, 12 Tapes of Christmas with 3 songs on it?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, where are the rest of the tapes, Colorado?
It's, like, 111 songs has 112 songs on it, and apparently they miscounted.
Yeah, man, like, come on. You just, like, I mean, I kind of understand, like, it's kind of hard to make holiday music. Like, I don't even think I could try to. Because, like, I don't know. It's either old... or it's a joke.
They have pretty funny holiday like, music.
That's it. It's either old or it's a joke. Or you get like, I don't even know, whatever we had last time, which was, what did I add on to, I forget what I added to Happy Birthday Jesus. Yeah, or you get like, Taking Care of Christmas, which is like old and a joke.
Yeah.
Okay, Bare Naked Ladies though, I will say, is a gem. Bryan Adams' Christmas Time, old. Like, come on. There's no, like, it's just
and Christmas Must
facts.
Be
Straight
Tonight
facts.
Is a cover. I forget who does the original, but...
That's true.
Well, right. Like, do you really know who does the original for any Christmas song? Like, they get covered
so... Frank Sinatra or something? Like, didn't he do one?
Didn't he, like, cover most of them, though?
Probably.
Yeah.
That's how people are gonna, like, in, like, 10, not even 10, in, like, 50 years, people are gonna be like, who even started Christmas music? Like, who was the first Christmas album? And they're gonna be like, Michael Bublé. Honestly.
Mariah Carey.
Honestly, Mariah Carey. Oh, my God. I think we mentioned that last time, though, where it was, like, people were really mad that Michael Bublé changed Santa Baby to, like, Santa Buddy. Like, everyone's so mad that Michael Bublé won't admit that he actually wants to fuck Santa. Anyway, we're getting off topic. It is not Christmas. Christmas is over. If you still have your Christmas tree up, what are you doing with your life?
No, I heard Santa has a big package.
Oh, my God, dude. It's not Christmas. All right, so that was 2 songs just for New Year's. It's weird that it's 2019. I went into the bookstore on, like, January 3rd to, like, sign for my textbooks. Like, yeah, like, okay, you ordered them online. Just sign your name here to, like, say that you got them. And I signed, like, 2018 and gave it back to him. And the guy took it. And I was, like, walking out of the store. And he's like, wait, it's 2019. And I was like, fuck. Like, shit, it's only the third day out here and I'm losing it. All right. Should we go into the next? I feel like we should go into the next music.
Oh, like in one of the forms that my, well, actually in the eviction notice my old landlord gave me, he was supposed to write 2019 for one of the things, but he wrote 2018 instead. So that makes it even more invalid. No, like it was already invalid, but it's even more invalid.
Why did you get evicted? We'll cover that. We'll cover that in the next one. We'll cover that in the next one.
Yeah.
All right. Up next, we got actually two bands we've played before. One new one, which I honestly didn't know they were Canadian until I like looked it up. So first we have Light Show by Plants and Animals. We've played them before. Dope band. But then, I think, if not the first, then one of the first covers that we've ever played, Say It Ain't So, covered by Calpurnia. I honestly didn't know they were Canadian. I mean, yeah, I knew they were Vancouver. I knew they were on the same label as
Colorado.
Yeah, Colorado and like all those people. No idea. I had to look it up because that's my favorite dude from Stranger Things, and I was like, no way, you're from.
No way, that's your favorite dude from Stranger Things?
Yeah.
Honestly, there are probably so many people at that like Mac DeMarco Calpurnia concert
that were like, oh my god, Stranger Things guy.
Yeah, or anyone going to a Calpurnia concert now, like, that actually doesn't listen to music, and they're like, oh, we should go see Finn.
He has a dope name. Can I just put that out there?
He's a really cool name.
That's dope. He has dope hair and a dope name. Anyway, we're getting into the music.
That's all you need in life.
Say It Ain't So by Calpurnia, which he's in that band, and then Surrender by Wintersleep, which is a dope song, and I love Wintersleep, and they're playing in
Waterloo,
and we should ask them if we can interview them and again and hopefully get them for free.
It's fairly soon, isn't it? Well, not fairly soon. Like
February, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, okay, we're getting into the music. First up is Light Show by Plants and Animals. I was okay. And that was, first up, we had Light Show by Plants and Animals, then Say It Ain't So by Calpurnia. I had to burp there. And then it was Surrender by Wintersleep. All solid songs. Pretty solid.
What do you think about New Year's resolutions?
Oh, God, dude. I feel like people always, every single year, like, when it comes to, like February and March and, like, April, everyone's like, oh, New Year's resolutions are so dumb. Like, no one keeps their New Year's resolutions. And then as soon as, like, New Year's comes around, everyone's like, oh, it's gonna be a new year, I'm gonna do so much shit, like, it's gonna be so different, and it never is. Literally never.
Like, every girl on Instagram goes, new year, new me.
Okay, I think, that's pretty valid. I don't know who does it. Oh, no, the most annoying thing this year was,
I am going to get so fit this year.
Oh my god, I'm going vegan?
I cannot wait to show off my new beach bod.
I unfollowed like four people that were like, 2019, I'm gonna do a picture a day. And I was like, nope, not interested. Goodbye. Not about that. Like, what the fuck are you doing in your everyday life that's so interesting that you need to post one picture per day?
Like, nothing. I know I went on this trip to Cuba like 8 months ago and I've already posted four pictures, but like, here's another one for you.
Oh my god. Holy, oh my god. Okay, yeah, there's that. It's also just like, I don't know. Okay, I don't know who's fighting outside this window, but it's pretty funny.
Well, KSR is behind us, so you never know what to expect.
That's valid. I don't know. I think New Year's resolutions are pretty dumb. I think it also ties into like what I said before about how New Year's parties are like an alternate reality. Like, they're not real.
Oh, I hate going to the gym in January.
Well, no. I'm just being like, when you're at a New Year's party, and like, no matter what time you get there, whether it's like 7 or like 9 p.m., it's just this weird limbo of everyone just, like, sitting around, like, no one really checks the time. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, my God, it's 11, everyone, like, it's 11, everyone get ready. And then it's, like, another hour of everyone's just, like, anticipating, like, something that's going to happen that's going to be, like, the least climactic thing they've ever experienced. Everyone's like, oh, my God, building up for 12.
Oh, and my it's God, like, midnight hit. What a surprising thing.
It's, in all honesty, it's, like, the least exciting thing ever. Like, this year, there was like a bunch of people that had like champagne bottles at Mansfield and they were like trying to pop it, but no one had like a countdown. Everyone was just trying to film like them popping their champagne. So everyone was just waiting around like, what time is it? And we're like, it's already 12. And they were like freaking out. I'm like, this isn't, what? This is just another day. We're all just going to go home and go to bed and wake up and forget to write 2019 for the next 2 weeks on whatever like papers we sign.
Two months.
Honestly, yeah, that's valid. But no, like New Year's resolutions realistically is just people being like, oh, yeah, the new year is the year that I'm going to change me.
and then they get plastered the night of New Year's. Wake up at, like you said, 2 p.m. the next day. Like, don't do anything. And then they go, okay, now the New Year starts.
I woke up 3 times on New Year's Day.
I honestly fully think that New Year's should start, like, midnight in between January 1st and January 2nd. It gives you a full 24 hours of recovery in between what happened the night before that was, like, actually, like, oh, now it's 2019. But, like, nothing ever starts. Like, I know... There was one girl that was like, oh, I'm gonna like cut back. I'm not gonna try to be as drunk in 2019. And then midnight came around and I was like, well, you gotta do something. Like, you're already drunk. Like, I don't know what's going on with you, but
drink some water
she
now.
She was just sitting there like, I didn't even think about that. Like, I didn't even think about the fact that I was gonna be drunk for the first part of the year. And I'm like, yeah, you're already starting off shitty. Like, she's like, what's your New Year's resolution? And I was like, go to class. I don't know.
The New Year's gym people don't know the gym etiquette too.
Oh my god, I know. That's why I don't go to the gym anymore. Like, I can't go to this gym. I go to the Good Life.
I saw some guy sitting on the bench. I'm like, oh, this guy must be like actually, you think they're actually going to be doing something. No, he stands up, does curls, then sits back down on the fucking bench when people are waiting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I'm like, why? Like, you can stand.
Yep.
Like, let somebody else use it. Like, or, me.
No, you get all the girls that, like, take the mats out where, like, the mirror area is.
Mm-hmm.
And then they just sit and, like, take pictures themselves with, like, medicine balls beside them. And you're, like, standing there, like, can I fucking... You can't even lift this 5-pound medicine ball. Can I fucking use it? Like, why? And it's, like, they're just trying to get their, like... They do, like, a couple setups and they get all, like, sweaty and, like, look like they've been working out. And then they, like... sit like all weird and like posed on the mat like taking a picture in the full length mirror and you're like are you done or
it's like a little bit of abs, a little bit of cardio, then just done.
But
just a little bit though.
So I don't care who you are, your New Year's resolution sucks.
And then you see it doesn't
even matter what it is, honestly.
The really skinny white guy with a outrageous cutoff where you know he's new to the gym.
Yeah.
And his nipples are showing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All those people. But, like, you know, I don't care what your New Year's resolution is. I don't care who you are. I'm just going to tell you it sucks.
Mm-hmm.
One of my other friends was like, oh, I'm going to go vegan for the month of January. Nope. Went out the next morning for... breakfast, like brunch, and they just got like full on like bacon and eggs with sausage on the side, and I was like, really? This is what you're doing? This is what you're doing the first morning? Really? See, that's why I should start on the second. I'm a firm believer that 2019 or the new year doesn't start until January 2nd. January 1st is just a different, it's a different timeline. It's not real because everyone's so fucking hungover and like done that they just can't do anything. I think we should go on to the next music. We're like running out of time.
We probably should.
Yeah. Yeah, that's my thoughts. We'll go on to other thoughts afterwards. But yeah, we got some other music coming up. First we have, let me see here. When the day is fresh and the night is new. When the day is fresh and the light is new. By The Wooden Sky. Killing Time by City and Color. And, this is going to take a while for me, sorry. Kinsukori by Hey Rosetta. That's how you pronounce it, I'm pretty sure. Anyway. We'll listen to this music, then we'll get back to me ranting about New Year's resolutions, because it's really fun. Enjoy! Alright. Dope. And those were the three, well, just, like, not the last songs, but the middle songs there. And those were, When the Day is Fresh and the Light is New. It's a long-ass name, by Wooden Sky, and Killing Time by City and Color, obviously, followed by Kinsukori by Hey Rosetta. Still don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, but I'm going to guess. Yeah. I got a couple texts being like, wow, you guys really hate New Year's. I don't hate New Year's. I just think it's weird.
I don't hate New Year's.
It's not even really a holiday. Like, what?
It's the best, like, occasion to make fun of.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. 100%. It's, like, the easiest occasion to just, like, oh, it's New Year's. Nothing matters.
Yeah.
Literally not a single thing matters. And also, New Year's resolutions are weird. But, you know, if you need a new year, like an entire new year,
Y2K.
to make yourself go to the gym, like, just do it.
you're just putting it off. You're like, oh no, instead of putting it off, I'm not gonna go to the gym in December, but I'm gonna make it my New Year's resolution. Just go to the gym. Just do it.
How about like your New Year's resolution is to continue going to the gym?
Yeah.
Like start it the next day and then just continue it.
Yeah. Yeah. Just if you have a New Year's resolution that you're 100% certain that you're gonna keep, make it something easy. Like I'm gonna live this year, because you might not.
Yeah.
You might just die.
That's pretty difficult. That, like, you don't know what's going to happen.
You can't make any guarantees.
I can go walk outside, get hit by a bus.
You can't even say, like, I'm going to exist this year, because, like, you might not.
We might not exist.
That got real dark. Anyway, New Year's resolutions are dumb. I don't know who started them. If you want to do something, or if you want to be a new person, you want to be a better, just do it. Don't eat healthy. Just do it. Stop going to the freaking drive-thru.
Yeah. You know, like, you say you want to eat healthy, but you're probably in your car in a McDonald's drive-thru right now.
Oh, man. You say you want to eat healthy, and then the next morning, like, as soon as, New Year's Eve is done and it's the first day of New Year's, you're hungover as hell and you're just shoveling food into your mouth. Yeah. Just don't. Just eat healthy every other day.
You say you're going to eat healthy, but you're drinking a carbonated beverage made with wheat.
You're just drinking bread. Yeah. Fizzy bread. And this isn't even, Ovi isn't even fizzy bread. It's just fizzy water with a slight wheat flavoring. All right, I feel like we need to end this now.
Fizzy water that gets you drunk.
Oh my, not even. It's like, you need like 10. Okay, anyway, that was our thoughts on some New Year's Eve stuff. Might make a little post after this. You should do like one of those really obnoxious Instagram posts. Like, these are our New Year's resolutions. Drop yours in the comments below. See who comments on it. Mm-hmm. That'd be pretty funny. Anyway, the next songs we have coming up are like arguably some of the, I mean, all the songs we played are pretty good, not gonna lie, I'm pretty good at making playlists, but these next three songs are like actually really good. Really first one sick. Is Level Up by Said the Whale, followed by Wake Up. Oh, not Level Up. I read that so bad. Okay, so I need to stop wearing my glasses. Level Best by Said the Whale, Wake Up by Texas King, and then When You're Ready by The Tons, if we make it through that. But yeah, these are some pretty dope songs, so like I hope it goes all the way through. But yeah, hope you guys like it. Texas King, again, is what we just posted on our Instagram. Dope band. Very nice guys. Just go listen to them.
Go see them live, actually.
Yeah, go see them live. 100%. I mean, I still haven't been able to see them live at Cole, but that's fine.
I'm sorry.
So this is the song is coming up next. Make sure, if you guys like the music that we play, we have an entire Noise Pollution playlist on Spotify. Well, we have 10 on Spotify, but Cole has put all of them into the first Noise Pollution. So that's on Cole's Spotify, which is ColeLeota24, if you want to listen to all of the music that we've played so far.
And it's on the saved story on our Instagram page.
Yep, go check that out. And hope to see you next week. Enjoy.
Rock and roll ain't Noise Pollution.